Well, it is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and I think that the ballots are now counted in the land. There's still some question about that. Matt just gave me a not so sure sign. Christy Simone's show made me hungry this morning. I mean,
no.
I want to try that pineapple thing, whatever that was, bread and sugar and all that stuff. It sounded too good.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving with my family tomorrow, and I just have to take a moment to wish my own mom happy birthday. Today is my mom's 85th birthday. God bless her. And Jane Marie Barrett was her name when she was born, and my son is named Barrett after my mom's last name, my mom's maiden name, and she lives in Scottsdale.
Well, happy birthday.
Yes. So I am thrilled about that. The election. I wish, you know, I'm always wishing I could do recipes today, too. Maybe we need a recipe for elections. So just a thought. I have continued to get calls, been on the phone, been trying to herd cats, if you will. There's a lot going on. And, you know, don't believe everything you hear in the media. There's still some challenges that are going to be made. And I have worked with Marissa Hamilton in the past. So she is up in Maricopa County. She's an advocate and an activist. And she is the co-founder of EZAZ.org, a grassroots director at FreedomWorks. So Marissa, welcome to the show today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kathleen.
So, Marissa, I'm going to let you update my listeners. What's happening? What's the latest and greatest in the in good old? We've now named it Mayor Corruption County. So, just so you know,
I think that's an appropriate title for that. Bill Gates is now the king of subpar, shoddy elections in America, and we have some major problems that are happening. We don't exactly know if we have chain of custody on the way that they managed this election. They actually did a video of them showing them breaking chain of custody and bragging on the transparency that they're operating this election in. It's unbelievable what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of like don't look behind the curtain. Don't look at what's going on over here, right? I think that, you know, people are going, oh, chain of custody, oh, this and this. But I think there's almost 11 items that were in the letter from the Arizona Attorney General's office to the supervisors. And one of the things I found interesting was that Stephen Richards started to separate himself. Like, I'm not responsible for elections. The supervisors are responsible for elections. So what are you trying to do to organize people up there? What can people do if they still want to stay involved and they want to see this through?
So there's a lot of people promoting a lot of different things. But I think that we need to stay focused on what's helpful to the candidates and what is helpful to getting justice to the voters that weren't able to vote.
Great.
So for those listeners that aren't aware, Bill Gates and Stephen Richard did a video on Election Day telling voters that after they checked in, they could leave and go vote somewhere else if their vote wasn't able to tabulate through the machine and that's what they wanted. But that was false advice. That wasn't true. If they left, they were then considered as having voted already because they checked in. And when they went to the next voting center, they would have to vote a provisional ballot. And so typically provisional ballots don't get counted. Especially if you've already checked into the system shows you already voted. So we don't exactly know if they counted all of those votes or not. We know that there was at least 145 votes in that situation. We know that there was another 45 votes minimum of voters that checked in that didn't cast a ballot at all. But because they have no chain of custody, we don't know which voting centers had that happen or not. So what you can do is that we do have a process with the Attorney General's office called the Election Integrity Unit.
Correct.
And if either you were disenfranchised from voting, meaning the lines were too long and you couldn't stay and vote, they told you to go to another voting center and then you lost your vote and you were forced to vote as a provisional, If you saw bad things happening, whatever it was, you can go to the Arizona Attorney General's Election Integrity Unit website and submit a case. Submitting a complaint is very important because that is how the Attorney General is going to be able to answer back to the courts as to why Maricopa County cannot certify the election. And if they don't have enough complaints in there, then the judge probably won't take it so seriously.
The report that came out that said, I'm trying to do it from memory, so forgive me, but I think it was like 63.67% of the polling places, I don't know how they get the 0.67%, but were not operational during the election day. Is that something that you've heard?
Yeah, so originally Maricopa County said it was 20%.
Correct.
And then we got a report from Rasmussen that showed that it was 48%. Now we have a report coming from the roving attorneys for the RNC that shows that it was upwards to 60 to 70%.
So,
I'm sorry.
So if it's over 50%, is that there's probably, I've been looking, I don't see anything in statute, but I would think if it's 60 some percent of the people that went to vote were not, that it wasn't handled per the law, that's a serious problem. And is there a legal remedy? Is there something in the law that says, hey, if we screw up the election at 65% of the polling places, we get to do a new election? Can a judge say, okay, I'm going to order a new election based on all these complaints that people are making?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I'm not a lawyer, but I can tell you what I have found in the law and what I found in the Election Procedures Manual. So the Election Procedures Manual is produced by the Secretary of State. And in the last election cycle, when we went through all those court hearings and everything, one of the things that came out of that is a judge said that whatever is in that manual is equal to law. And so on page 254 of that manual, it says that the Board of Supervisors should canvass the election results only after all necessary audits have been performed and discrepancies have been addressed by the county recorder or other officer in charge of elections. And then it says, assuming all prerequisites have been met, the Board of Supervisors must canvass the election by the required deadline, which would be November 28th. So what this is saying is that the Board of Supervisors really can't certify this election because the Attorney General sent them a letter identifying what the necessary audits are that they have to do and identifying the discrepancies that need to be addressed. Now, the other important thing that happened yesterday was Senator Kelly Townsend, who's the chairman of the Government and Elections Committee at the Senate, issued a subpoena backing up the Attorney General and asking a couple of dozen more questions of things that they need to report back to them on before they can legally certify.
I'm so sorry. I want to start right there. When we come back, we have to take a small break and we will come back. And I want to start right with what Kelly Townsend did yesterday. You're listening to Marissa Hamilton from azarizona.org. And we're talking about the election still on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. I'm Kathleen Wynn, and you're hearing all of this on Wynn Tucson. Welcome back to 10:30 a.m. The Voice. You're listening to Kathleen Wynn and my special guest, Marissa Hamilton. Okay, Marissa, right back where we left off. So Senator Kelly Townsend did what yesterday?
So Senator Kelly Townsend gave an official subpoena to Maricopa County. And subpoenas are more impactful than the letter that came from the AG because the Attorney General's office basically can only do public records requests. They can't subpoena. And so with the subpoena, it literally starts off with, you are commanded to present to my office in writing and deliver to my front desk security by November 28th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. That means that she's demanding that they provide the answers to these questions prior to their meeting to certify the election on Monday.
Do you think that the supervisors are going to try to certify the election on Monday?
Absolutely. They've already tweeted out that that's what they plan to do. They think that although it's unfortunate of what's happened, that they're fine with certifying the election. And that's disastrous. And I tweeted out a few days ago, we're about to see what level of quality our certification laws are, and the quality and how reliable our certification can be counted on. We don't really have a standard for certification. Our law itself is very weak. The election procedures manual that I quoted before strengthens it a tad bit, but this is going to have to go to court. We need as many cases of voters that were disenfranchised filed with the Attorney General's office to their election integrity unit. We have the links to do it on easyaz.org. And then we need someone to file an injunction, either the Senate or the Attorney General or the party or a candidate, to file an injunction on the certification by Monday.
Okay. And so by Monday or before Monday?
By Monday, before they transmit it to the Secretary of State. So their meeting is at 9:30 a.m. They could file the injunction at 9:30 a.m. and ask for emergency support. But if it's before that, that's even better.
Okay, good. And are courts open on Friday? Do you know?
I do not know. Okay. I expect that they're open today. I don't know if they're open on Friday. But Abe Hamadeh, he did file a lawsuit with the Attorney General, not exactly explicitly based on the issues with the procedures manual and certification, but he did call for an injunction on the certification. So now that we have, he filed that before the subpoena was filed. So now that we have the subpoena, that should be helping him quite a bit in having success in at least the piece of the certification.
And I'm also not a lawyer, but I know that he can amend his complaint if he wants to. So if that becomes necessary to stop the certification, and he's a lawyer, so he should know that too. And he wants to be the AG. And quite frankly, in an election where millions of votes were cast, and we're talking about 500 votes, 510 votes, and it's been as close as 90 votes during this counting. And I think everyone, I don't care what party you are, should have a question about the legitimacy of the ballots. Because box three, garbage bags, zip ties, people that were given their ballots to take home from a Mesa polling place because the machines weren't working and told to bring them back. There were so many things that went on that are not in accordance with election law. And I don't know how many laws you have to break and then try to cover it up by certifying. And that's the way it looks to me. Not saying that's what they're doing. I found it interesting. I was going through some tweets last night, and back on the 30th of October, Katie Hobbs put out a tweet that said, Carrie Lake does not respect our Democrat institutions. And if she was governor, she'd do everything in her power to attack our free and fair elections. I find that ironic. And not to pick, but that's her own words. And so I find it interesting that ahead of this polling, ahead of the election, just 10 days ahead of the election, that's the tweet that was put out. So do you think that they were trying to pre-message or pre-signal before the election?
You know, to an extent I do, because on election day, Katie Hobbs should have sent a nasty letter to Maricopa County like she did to Cochise. Cochise was trying to secure their election by extending the hand count to give their voters more confidence. Even though they haven't had previous issues, they just wanted to, you know, meet their constituents' requests. Whereas on Maricopa County, we have blatant laws being violated. Stephen Richer and Bill Gates does what I call a voter suppression video. And Katie Hobbs, the only thing she posts is a post basically accusing MAGA of intimidating voters. And Fontes, all he posted was something mocking people that have concerns with elections. So I do think that to an extent we should look at a setup situation that could have happened, because also, according to Harmeet Dhillon, who's a very well-known attorney and Carrie Lake's attorney,
correct?
They contracted with an organization called the Election Official Legal Defense Network, which protects election officials in misconduct and provides them pro bono legal services for election misconduct.
And are they doing that right now?
That's part of Kelly Townsend's subpoena. So we need to get answers to that.
So is there a remedy? Can a judge give a remedy to do a paper ballot, black ink, precinct kind of style voting? If in fact they can't certify, what, you know, do we then do a redo? And does that mean that all the races that were on that ballot, is it just Maricopa County or is it statewide? So if other counties did conduct their elections, and it seems for the most part, there's some issues, I think, in every county, although I think Pinnell did a great job. Is there some kind of remedy, Marissa, that we can to fix this? Like, I know people are asking for a new election in Maricopa County. Maybe people that got disenfranchised can vote. What is there going to be a legal solution? I don't think anybody's going to be happy with whatever the solution is.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely that they'll do a redo because that's not in our law. But what I could see happening, it's a long shot, but this is why we're working so hard to get disenfranchised voters to submit their cases, is because I could see a judge providing relief to people that were disenfranchised and people that Maricopa County lied to and told them that they could leave when that meant they were completing a provisional ballot. So I would hope that a judge would see that this was very clearly against our laws and that there was clear misconduct by our election officials. They should have never done that voter suppression video, and provide relief for people that were disenfranchised and give them a chance to be able to cast their ballot. I think that our government stole the right to vote from people, and that needs to be remedied.
So I'm looking at a site right now that says that Abe Hamadeh has asked a judge to declare him the winner in his race. And so if he's down 500 votes, how does that work?
So I don't see that happening, because a judge isn't going to discount the votes that are already in there. But what a judge may do is provide relief in the form of letting people that hadn't vote. I think that would be something that's fair. But our judges are very conservative in Arizona when it comes to elections and overturning elections. They're very sensitive to that. Also, one note, there have been calls for protests. I highly recommend not to protest in this situation. I'm a big advocate for protesting in general, but judges frown on protests and they often rule against protests because they don't want mob rule to be what determines their decision making. So I highly recommend just contacting your friends, family, neighbors, voters that you know that were disenfranchised and encouraging them to file their complaints with the Attorney General's office or with a candidate if they have links on their candidates' websites. And they can just go to easyaz.org and submit that. But it's really important that we are able to support a legal process. I think that protesting is a fair thing to do after we've eliminated our ability to have our voices be heard through the processes that exist.
Through the legal process.
Yeah, through the legal process. We now have every level of government except Governor Ducey's office backing us on this. If you want to make some phone calls to Governor Ducey, that would probably be helpful. We have the legislature, we have the AG, we have the candidates, we have the RNC, we have the AZGOP. All that we are missing is your voice in submitting your complaints to the Attorney General's office so that they have a clear picture of what happened on Election Day.
So Marissa Hamilton's website is easy, the letter E, the letter Z, AZ, the letter A, the letter Z, so EZAZ.org. And you can go to the Arizona Attorney General website. There is an elections unit, and they want to hear from you if you were disenfranchised on Election Day. Marissa, how many people have filed complaints so far? Do we know that answer, or is that being held secret?
That's a little bit being held secret. We did put in a public records request, but I haven't gotten a response back. In the letter that came from the Attorney General's office on Saturday, it said hundreds. So we know it's not 1,000. Hundreds, and we know it's not close to 1,000, so it's probably less than 500. I think that if we got over 1,000, that would be something that would be very helpful to the court.
Thank you for joining me this morning, Marissa. Keep up the great work. Marissa Hamilton with EZAZ.org, Arizona Election 2022. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Wynn Tucson. I'm Kathleen Wynn, and I am now joined by Michael Schaefer. Michael is our computer systems accredited certification guru. I've given you a new title, Michael. And welcome back. So you were busy yesterday with the Maricopa County Supervisors, correct?
It was actually last week when we spoke at that meeting.
Okay, and what's happened since you've been on my show about a week ago?
Yeah, there's some great advancements, I would say. Cochise County, Maricopa County Supervisors, a meeting this upcoming Monday, the 28th, 9:30 a.m. If you live in the southern state, be there. This is the people's election. This is not the government's election. The people need to be seen and they need to be heard. So I would encourage people to attend. And if you can't be there in person, just look up the Cochise County Supervisors and you can find the meeting. They will have a Zoom link for it. And if this meeting is so important because
And we're talking, I just want to stop you. We're talking Cochise County, not Maricopa County.
Yes, that's correct. This is Cochise County. And they've said to the Secretary of State's representative, show us the proof. We keep hearing you saying, no, they've been certified. Show us the proof of the certifications in accordance with the requirements under the Election Assistance Commission and the VS test lab. So they've asked for that evidence. We're going to see what they present and go from there.
Let's say, I'm going to play this out with you. We'll play a game of let's pretend today. Let's say they don't produce that. So then what happens?
Good question. So if they don't produce that, and from all of the efforts and work that we've done, we don't think that they're going to be able to provide anything substantive about that. So that would mean the voting machines are in violation, and all of the county supervisors, I want to say the word complicit, for not being diligent and responsible about vetting this, which means if they violate ARS Statute 16442D, then there are no certified votes in our state. That means the election cannot be certified, and it would be nullified. So I'm a solutions guy. So the solution in that event would be the election would be automatically, according to law, nullified. We would have a revote without the machines, and use our traditional counting methods. If you go back to the voting manual from, I think, 1996 or 98, we explained exactly how to do elections without voting machines. And they all went perfectly fine for, tens of decades. before the machines.
Yeah. I went to a lot of elections that didn't have these problems for many years until we added technology and machines, and we've had nothing but problems. What happens, there is going to be such a pushback from people that don't want to do this again. And quite frankly, if you nullify the election, do you nullify all the elections that just happened in the general election? And is there going to be a political will, if you will, to redo an election? I think it has to be a legal remedy, and so if Cochise County does not get what they want on Monday, which is valid certification, will their county attorney seems to be against this. So
the county attorney is against them and against this, which just reveals, from my view, which side of the fence he's on. One of the leading Democratic attorneys, and this isn't Democratic or Republican. This is a people's election, both Democrats and Republicans. So this is not a partisan issue in my view. It's a legal issue. And so it's actually, I think the narrative is to make this 1,000 times harder than it needs to be. Our parents, our grandparents, their parents and grandparents did this fine with these hand counts. And so I think the will of the voter would be served, law would be served, and truth and fairness would be found in the elections. And I think many people's hearts of hearts is that this is wrong, and it's not the first time it's happened. It goes all the way back to 2018. So we can't let this recur. It's our duty under the Declaration of Independence that if the government has come against us, and I believe truly that they have, it's our duty to stand up and do something. And that's where the people need to show up.
Does it surprise you that our governor, Governor Ducey, has stayed out of this and is not weighed in? Okay.
No. I think that there are two groups of people. There's a globalist agenda, and many Democrats are in that, and then many Republicans are in that mindset. And this globalist agenda has been advancing vaccines, and they've been stealing elections for some time now and using the machines as their tool of choice to do that. And so I would say the vast majority of the people stand against this. They are they're patriots. America comes first. This isn't a Trump agenda. This is the people of the United States agenda. Our country comes first. We need to see after our people, not take care of the rest of the world. Let's take care of our people, our home, our family first. And these are people who don't want borders. They want illegal aliens, and these are two different agendas, and I think Ducey is on the wrong side of the fence when it comes to that. In fact, he doesn't believe in fences or hasn't done anything about putting up a fence for us.
Well, he put up railway cars.
Oh boy!
I know. And I'm hearing that Katie Hobbs wants to take those down the second she's installed as governor. So I think there clearly is two agendas here, and unfortunately, I do believe that Republicans helped get us where we are right now. I think that the Democrats, quite frankly, just had to sit back and watch, and we self-destructed. But I really, unfortunately, we can pontificate about that all day long. The most important thing is, what does the law say, and how do we remedy this legally? Now, you presented something to the supervisors. Did you give them notice about the certification?
We gave them notice about their dereliction of duty in the elections, and they failed the people of Arizona, and that they're misrepresenting the status of these machines. And so this is a constitutional brought from the people. I represented only myself in the meeting. I was not part of any group other than a person in Arizona that has rights under the Arizona Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And so they're now on notice that we don't agree with their actions and their responses to what we see happening in our state. And there are consequences to this under our constitutions for government, either elected officials or unelected workers that are doing and going against the people of Arizona and the people of the United States. And the big thing is that this relates to the federal HAVA Act, and it can impact as many as 34 states, I believe, across the country. So if Arizona is successful, it sends a signal to many other states.
Remind my listeners what the HAVA Act is, please.
Yes. That's the Help America Vote Act. It was put in place, I think, after the hanging chads that we all remember in Florida.
Yes.
That people were concerned about. And it was put in to make elections free and fair and transparent and honest and ethical. And I think it's been misused by the commissions that are part of that, and also this uniparty, the people that are after the global agenda.
So as an elected official, if you're a county supervisor, it is within your purview and you should know legally whether or not the equipment you're using has met all the legal standards before conducting an election. So
yes,
they can't claim, oh, we didn't know.
That's correct.
I believe there's strict liability.
Yeah. To know.
Yeah, it is their
like
job.
It's like a police officer not knowing what's the speed limit on the road I'm driving, right? And we can't, ignorance is not satisfactory. It's their duty to know, and they can't, either I didn't know is not a solution for them.
So what are you telling people to do right now? Are you still trying to get people that were disenfranchised to go to the Attorney General's office?
No. I think the Attorney General has shown and revealed who he is. No Attorney General has been given more evidence and done less. So we know who he is. We know what he's about. I think now There are events that are beginning to come together. There's going to be some Friday and Saturday here in Maricopa County. I would say the people need not only to be heard, but they need to be seen, and they need to come together and support one another and collaborate with one another in the efforts that are afoot now. So when we go to the county supervisors meeting, it's stunning. In Cochise, one of the last meetings I attended down there, between the Zoom and people in attendance, was about 350. I have to think that was a record. They've never seen that many people in attendance, and it speaks to the elected officials when they see these kinds of numbers. We maybe at the Maricopa County supervisors meeting, I thought, yeah, maybe we could have 3,000. I think we had 30 people speak down there a week ago.
So, Michael, I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to debate you on a couple of those issues, but I pretty much 100% in your camp. But we are going to take a short break. This is Kathleen Wynn. I'm talking to Michael Schaefer about certification of the machines for our election. You're listening to 10:30 a.m. The Voice on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You're listening to Win Tucson. It's time to speak up, solve problems, and bring solutions to everyday concern. And right now, we have a concern about our election and voting machines, and I'm talking to Michael Schaefer. Michael, welcome back. I understand people's sentiment with Mark Brnovich, but Jennifer Wright, who works in the AG's office, who's in charge of election integrity, is the one that sent the letter to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors requiring and requesting answers to 11 different things that violated the law. And so I believe that we are still looking for people that were disenfranchised. So I would encourage people to not just throw up their hands at the AG, but to go. And if you were told to go to a different polling place, if you were told to get out of line at 6:40 because they said you're not going to get to vote by 7, which we had people that were in line and they actually directed them out of line ahead of 7 o'clock, which is against the law. So we want those stories. We want to record those stories. So I'm going to just agree to disagree with you on that, okay? Because I think the more records that we can create of people who were not allowed their right to vote, we need to record those. And I think it works in hand in hand with the fact that what caused that obviously was these malfunctioning machines, which is where you come in. But I think we need to record as much as we possibly can. The more people we can show weren't allowed to exercise their constitutional right to vote, that's important.
Absolutely.
And I think people were punished. I believe this was the systematic failure. Because we now know it was over 60%, that's at the point where you reach 50%. I'm thinking 10% was too much, but the point where you reach over 50% and people were not allowed their right, their freedom to vote, since this representation of government, these elected officials are not new titles, they're not crowns and sashes. These are representatives of the people, and the people's right to be heard was suppressed. It was suppressed because people, the way that they handled these things at each polling place was different. There was no training for these kinds of breakdowns. And the way in which people in Maricopa County have been treated since this happened, it almost made wrong for trying to work through the issues that happened on Election Day. And this should be something that both sides of the aisle should want to resolve. But instead, we've turned it into an argument about personalities. Donald Trump, Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs. This is not about any of them. This is about our right to vote. And quite frankly, I'm just fatigued about the identities. This is bigger than this election, even. We have to get this right. And we knew in 2020 we had a problem, and we haven't fixed it. So I am looking for legal remedies. I don't know if you've heard that Kelly Townsend has also now sent a subpoena from the Arizona Senate to the Maricopa County supervisors. Were you aware?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
that's terrific. And I think if you're going to send it to Brnovich, I would also record it other places like Carrie Lake and probably send it to Kelly Townsend as well, so that this record, may not may go to its full extent by having it in other hands.
I totally agree with you on that. And I don't want to dissuade. If something happened to you, I want people to report it. I don't care if you report it three times. Let them figure out the duplication of it. The problem is that if we don't put it in the only legal entity that I know right now that has legal teeth, besides Kelly Townsend, and you absolutely call Kelly, and good for her to do this, we need to make sure that we use every legal means, which I believe that's where you and I started.
That's, yes.
And so I think the certifications of these machines, they're going to produce whatever documentation they have. And aren't they going to argue that whatever they have is sufficient to meet the legal standing? And is that going to have to go to a judge to decide?
Perhaps we'll see what they produce. But as you're talking about, you know, the people, they need to look up Arizona Revised Statute 16672 to 678. And that's not, I mean, that's like two pages of information, very simple. And there's a 5-day window for people in every county to bring a suit. And it's designed for the people just to fill out the form, make their complaint, submit their evidence to see what areas they're concerned in and how that might have impacted the election. So I would say that's one of the most important things people could do. It's called pro se. Pro se means just the people bring it. It's not intended for attorneys to intervene and handle these things. It's to the people to go to the courts to voice their concerns. However, there's only 5 days, a short 5-day window, which is clearly not enough. But this is all we have to work with under the law.
I would think we could have as many days as they had to count votes. I think we should have, they took 12 days to count the votes. Why can't I have 12 days to file my lawsuit? I mean, and part of this is by design. You know, if they take 12 days to count the votes and we only have 5 days to respond, maybe they've given us a gift because they've been messing around with this for an extra 8-10 days. I can't, you know, people go, oh, well, he needs to be accurate. There's nothing accurate about this election. I'm sorry.
If there was a
case study for inaccuracy, for incompetence, we should go into Ballotpedia right now with this election.
Get the Nobel Peace Prize for incompetence.
If they issued one, we would definitely win. And then all the drama of, you know, Bill Gates being in hiding. Okay, fine. There's all these side distractions, and I want to keep people focused on, here's what happened. Here's what we need to do to fix it. Here are our legal remedies so that we don't have emotion and drama. If people are going to turn out, I think there's an event on Friday, there are protocols. We are not, this is not a, and what worries me about this is that it gets co-opted like January 6th. And so I worry about people showing up, but it needs to be peaceful. It needs to be respectful. We don't leave trash. We respect law enforcement. I know that there are people showing up on Friday to pray. All of those things are good. But at the end of the day, please be careful. Please don't act out. Please don't break anything, burn anything down. That is not what this is about. This is about preserving our legal right under the statutes to have a fair and free election. And that is what's primary right now. And it isn't even about any of the candidates that just ran. We will figure this out. But if this is not a wake-up call that this is what's happening in our state, we're in trouble. And go ahead, please, Michael.
In terms of those events, I want to caution everybody. I've been to a number of them and anticipate there will be antagonists there that will try to provoke you and challenge you or misdirect you. So be keenly aware of what people are saying. And if it's inconsistent with what you know is right, walk away. You're a plant. I'm not interested in talking to you. I've seen a couple, both in the Maricopa meeting and down at MCTEC, and they kind of stand out, and they can challenge what you're thinking, what you're representing. Just walk away. You're a plant.
It's great advice. Michael, you had a form for people to fill out. Can you tell people how to get to your form?
Yeah. If you get to 2020 is nullified.com. 2020 is nullified.com. You can register there and let us know if you would like to be a plaintiff, and we'll help support you.
And it doesn't just have to be Maricopa County. You can be a plaintiff any of the 15 counties, because we've all been disenfranchised based on the substandard election that just took place in Maricopa County.
Yes. The other is savemyfreedom.us. Savemyfreedom.us. And to continue to get information, text ACTION to 911-76. ACTION, text ACTION to 911-76.
All great information. So, Michael, Monday in Cochise County, the supervisors are going to have a meeting. And
yes.
And what are they going to be looking at?
They are going to be listening to whatever the Secretary of State's representative is bringing to assure them that these voting machines are certified.
And from where you're standing, they're not. So anything right. that they present will be, is it fraud? Is it malfeasance? Well, is it? What's going
to? I don't want to prejudge it. I want to let them provide
the
evidence requires, and just compare it to what the law requires. And if it meets the law up and down, then our argument goes away. And if it doesn't, we'll make objections loud and clear and friendly.
And since there are so few people that can certify these machines, who's going to be the expert that determines this?
Well, people that do this type of thing are well aware of what's required. And as a test lab, I'm fairly aware of that. There are others as well. And if it meets the requirements, then they shut us up. If they don't, then we're going to voice our objections, just like any hearing would go, where someone's debating somebody else. The evidence is presented, and then an independent counsel or decider may need to make the decision.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you for coming on. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Keep up the fight, and keep us informed.
God bless you, Kathleen. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. To my listeners, I want to wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Celebrate your families and your friends, and we'll have some shows on the next 2 days that may sound familiar, and then we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.